The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. This is Monday's edition of the Racing Podcast. Sam Norris is the voice you're hearing at the moment, and I'm joined in the studio for this podcast by Mick Norton. How are you today, Mick?
Yes, good, thanks, Sam.
Yeah, good stuff. Enjoy the racing over the weekend on Saturday?
I didn't see an awful lot of it, Sam. Other things on my mind. I've got several large golf bets going for me.
So all right.
I was glued to the golf, but I've been studying the results and seeing what was going on.
Yeah, it's been an enjoyable weekend of sports all round. The Irish Oaks, obviously, yesterday yielded a 1-2 for Aidan O'Brien as the 10-1 shot bracelet led Tapestry home, and a rather disappointing finish from the favourite in that one, yeah. Tal Fasher.
Yeah, I think she had a hard enough race at Epsom, and that's probably left its mark on her. And I don't really think it's going to reflect on Tegruda's chance in the King George too much, because you know, she just won a sort of 3 or 4 way go for second, whereas Tegruda was in a different county, wasn't she? So I don't think it knocks the Oaks form at all. I think the hard race she had at Epsom just left its mark on her.
Yeah, fair enough. And before we crack on to Monday's racing, Mick's picked out three from there. We'll have to mention AP McCoy, of course, rode his 4,192nd winner yesterday in It's a Gimme in the summer plate from Market Racing. An incredible achievement, Mick. Just how far can he go?
Well, as long as he stays fit and healthy, you wouldn't know. I'd like to see him go out at the top row, though, rather than sort of have to be... Yeah. You know, retire through injury or anything like that. So he can't go on forever into his 40s, and we know what a demanding game it is in, day out. But he's just been a phenomenon, hasn't he? And we'll never see the like of him again. It just beggars belief what he does on a daily basis. And I just hope that he, you know, gives up while he's still in one piece.
Yeah, that would... That would obviously be the way where we'd all like to see it. You mentioned there that it'll never be done again. That was one thing I was going to ask you, actually. Can this ever be emulated or even eclipsed by anyone? Certainly anyone who's just starting out now, maybe.
I doubt if anyone would have his his stamina for a start. He's been champion jockey every year he's ridden. I mean, that is quite unprecedented.
Incredible.
That'll never be repeated. I know that the game's changed out of all recognition. The safety aspects are much better. The backup and everything's better. No concrete posts. But even so, the achievement is just indescribable. Would have been unthinkable 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's an absolutely staggering feat, and congratulations to him. We'll move on then to some of Monday's racing. As I say, we've picked out three races from air that Mick's going to go through. First of those is the 3:20, 5 furlong class 4 handicap contest this, and a couple of impressive horses here. Taurus Twins is top weight. Go on, Harry in the field as well. Where are you looking for this one?
Yeah, we'll start with Taurus Twins. He comes here as the sprinter in form. His latest weight rise takes his weight up to 10 stone 1, so unsurprisingly they've gone for the 7-pound claimer Alistair Rawlinson to ride, and I think it's a good move. Because Taurus Twins, although he has just come here in great form, having won 3 of his last 6, a career best is required if he's going to win this, and 10 stone 1 for me, a bit of a steadier. I always think every pound over 10 stone counts double, and it's no wonder that they've gone for the claimer. But on the plus side, you can't beat a stable a sprinter in form, and he has run well over course and distance in all of his 3 starts here at Ayr, including a course and distance win. Got to be in the shake-up, won't be beaten far if he's beaten at all, but he is slightly vulnerable to something that may just be a bit better handicapped.
Yep. Fair enough then. Anyone outside that?
Well, the one who's going to get the vote is Imperial Legend, trained by David Nichols. Paul Mulrennan taking the ride. He's another former course and distance winner. In fact, he's 2 from 4 visits here, so he's got really good track form. And I thought he ran really well at York the other day. He finished a close-up fourth of 10 behind Line of Reason in a Class 3. Very competitive York sprint handicap. And he actually has got a pound back off the handicapper, which I find incredible. And I think that was a definite sign that this horse's turn to strike is near. And I'm going to give him the vote to add to his already illustrious record here over course and distance. At as you mentioned, there's Go On Harry, looks to be running himself into form. And he's respected, but he's yet to win in the 70s. And all of his three previous handicap wins came in Class 5. And he is in Class 4 here against two in-form rivals. So I do think he might be one for the place angle, but I'll be surprised if he's good enough to win it. You can say the same thing about Alaskan Bullet, who keeps getting backed, and he does remain well handicapped, but he's beginning to look increasingly difficult to win with. The only other one worthy of mention, I think, is the three-year-old Corn Cockle, the three-year-old filly, the only three-year-old in the lineup. Used to be trained by Richard Hannon. A bit better at Leicester last month, and wears the hood for the first time, but she's going to have to raise a game. She's going to double the top two. I think it's a match between those two, and I think Imperial Legend will come out on top.
OK, then, Imperial Legend, the pick there for Mick. You mentioned course form there just previously. How important is it at a track like Ayr? I mean, it stacks up differently at different places.
Well, it is, yeah. I just look a straightforward track, but horses do go back there and reproduce it time after time. So I'm a great believer in course form, even when it doesn't have any particular discrepancy to say, well, why? It's a flat, straight five. What's the angle? But I don't think there has to be one. Just some horses perform at some tracks better than anywhere else. I mean, I know you can see the credibility in Beverly Specialists and things like that, which has got its own idiosyncrasies. But these flat fives. But, you know, you get horses like at York, just they turn up there meeting after meeting and just run their hearts out, and they go elsewhere and they do nothing. It's incredible. There's no real explanation to it, but it has got merit, course form.
Yeah, it's a good point. Next race we'll look at then is the 3:50, just over 7 furlongs to trip this one, Class 6 handicap, 10 runners down to go to post. Anyone caught your eye on this one?
Yeah, the reason I went for this Class 6 was because I think there's one of the bets of the day in it, and we might as well start with it. It's Toboggan Star, who is trained by Anne Duffield, and as we keep going on the radio about it, Anne's just emerging from a really, the first half of the season was absolutely disastrous for them. The horses were completely wrong. But in the last month or so, even less than that, they've struck form with a vengeance. Another winner, I think, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, at Ripon.
I think she did. Yeah,
and
sure.
This gelding, he had smart form at two, improved with each of his starts at two. Now, he had his two runs so far this season when the horses were completely wrong, so just put the line through them. And as a result, you know, he's got a very good mark of 65, and I think he's poised to strike from this lenient mark with the stable now on fire after their miserable first half of the year. A couple of dangers, maybe Surround Sound, who keeps flattering to disable, as well back last time. But did appear unlucky in running, but he does seem to be a horse who finds his own trouble due to his lack of a change of gear. But in a weak race, he's got to be a contender. And the other one is Gambino, Alistair Rawlinson, taking off 7. He's a horse who keeps going up for getting beaten, which is a worry to me. Didn't run bad in a handicap last time, and the cheap pieces are added. He's playing for a place, but I think this is all about Toboggan Star.
OK, and Toboggan Star, the selection for Mick, who won a distance race at Southall last season, so hopefully can win at the trip again. We'll go on then to the final race that we've picked out on the podcast, the 4:55 from Ayr. Class 2 handicap, this one.
Yeah, really good race, this.
Yeah, it is a good-looking race, Mick. And who are you fancying this
one? Well, we'll start with the top weight, Ingleby Angel, who's trained by David O'Mara. Danny Tudhope taking the ride. He had a really good year last year, winning 5 competitive handicaps, and he's carried that forward off of his new stiffer mark so far this season. He'll find this a lot easier than the two races he ran in the last twice, the Royal Hunt Cup at Royal Ascot and the John Smith's Cup at York. And he's respected as a track that he runs well and he won't be far away. And the other one I want to give a mention to is Multi Benny, Ed McMahon trains, Kevin Stock taking off five. Now, he struggled on his only previous run in Class 2 company this, and his mark does keep creeping up for those solid Class 3 places the last twice. But he's a horse who does deserve a change of luck, and the riders claim Kevin Stock's £5 claim is a definite plus for a stable who is starting to hit peak form. Danger to them all, Multi Benny. But the one I'm going to go for is the only three-year-old in the lineup, and that's If We Can, trained by Mark Johnson, Franny Norton taking the ride. And he gets the £8 weight for age allowance. And at this time of year, from mid-July onwards, the three-year-olds can really make that weight for age tell, especially for me, from a mile upwards. I think it's a real advantage. And he ran with credit last time at Sandown against his elders, only just finding one too good. That was after sort of being maybe a little bit out of his depth in the very hot Britannia Stakes at Royal Ascot the time before, but bounced back last time at Sandown, and for me looks the one to beat on that evidence. So If We Can gets the vote in a very good Class 2.
Okay, fair enough. If We Can then for Mick, the Mark Johnson horse in the 4.55 from Air. If you could just spin us again one more time, please, through your selections from Air for Monday's racing.
Yeah, the 3.20 at Air, the sprint handicap. I think Imperial Legend is running himself into form, and I think he could take advantage of that opposition there, although he has got an in-form rival in the shape of Taurus Twins, but that was a really good run at York and the handicap has given him a real chance. I think the best of the three is probably Toboggan Staff. Now that the stable's hit form, he's been found a very good opportunity to land that 3.50. And in the 4.55, the Class 2, the only three-year-old in the lineup can exploit his weight for age allowance of £8 If We Can.
Excellent. Then there we go, the selections of Mick Norton on Monday's racing from Air. And remember, you can hear all of the racing from Air. We've also got Cartmel and Beverly in Windsor as your evening meetings. Sean Quinn, John Babb and Darren Owen on Air from 1:50 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.